to our podcast. Here are Marie and Ava, and we are going to talk about the positive effects of dancing and singing on the brain, body and soul.
I've been struggling with depression for quite some time now, and a few years ago I started taking dance lessons, and this was really helpful for me. When you're depressed, you kind of live in your head and in your own thoughts. Your thoughts are controlling you, so that you're in this constant battle with yourself. For me, dancing is a form of distraction, which helps me to lose this strong focus on my thoughts, because I have to concentrate on the movements and on what my body has to do.
I don't struggle with any kind of mental or physical disease, but when I sing on stage, everything seems possible and I feel free. The music evokes positive emotions. It gives me a boost of self-confidence and physical strength.
Yeah, you're right. Both music and dancing evoke positive feelings, and they might help you to process things that move you. Therapy is increasingly used to treat cognitive and neurological disorders such as Parkinson, schizophrenia or dementia. Dancing is a physical activity, and physical activities in general release dopamine and endorphins. Both dopamine and endorphins are hormones that are shown to trigger a positive feeling, increase motivation and help to release stress and pain. What is not so special about dancing is that it combines physical activity with social and emotional engagement, music and cognitive skills. Dancing is a multitasking activity. Regions of the brain that are involved are the motor cortex, somatosensory cortex, basal ganglia and cerebellum. In other words, dancing helps to control and coordinate movements. Furthermore, dancing activates the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a part of our brain that is important for our memory. Dancing has been shown to strengthen and even develop new neuronal connections that enable our mind to learn more quickly and result in an improved memory as well as coordination. What is more is the connection of dancing with music, and music has long been discovered to affect the mind in a positive way.
All types of singing can be relaxing, soothing, and evoke positive feelings. Therefore, it has positive psychological effects. The act of singing, just like dancing, releases endorphins, which are, like you've mentioned, the brain's feel-good chemicals that activate the pleasure centers. But singing also lowers the cortisol levels in the body and therefore reduces stress. Especially group singing has been shown to be the most effective way of singing, as it has been scientifically proven to lower stress, release anxiety, and elevates endorphins. Other than that, group singing promotes teamwork as well as unity and harmony. The hormone oxytocin is released that enhances feelings of trust and bonding. When you sing in a group, for example in a choir, the heartbeats of the members tend to become synchronized as they coordinate their breathing. And breathing in general plays another important role, not only for singing, but also for our brains. Deep breathing is the key to mediation. It raises oxygen levels in the blood, increases blood circulation, and thus promotes a good mood.
Oh, no.
Both singing and dancing are healing tools, and it doesn't matter if you are a professional singer or dancer or not.
We hope that this podcast was helpful for anybody who struggles with mental or physical health problems.
Goodbye.